We are learning the fifth parak, we're up to Mishnah Yud Beis and Perkyavos. The Mishnah tells us there are arba midos b'talmidim, basically four different types of students that one could have or that we can be. Maher lishmoa, maher l'abed. There's some people that they're very quick to learn, they get all the information. But maher l'abed. However, as soon as the final exam is finished, it's all gone. They don't care about it anymore. It's done. Yatza sechara behefseido. So we say the reward or this great attribute of acquiring so much knowledge is offset by the loss. It's almost worthless that you're able to retain so much knowledge, but it's for such a short amount of time that you lose it. So it's almost that this gift is not so valuable. Kushel ishmo of a kushel abe. You have some talmidim that they may not be so quick to pick up all this information. However, kushel abe, once they get it, they get it, and they're not going to lose this information. They'll keep it. Yotza hefsedo bescharo. So in those people, the unfortunate loss that they don't have the ability to pick up things very quickly, that's offset by the reward. The fact is that they are able to retain their learning, they don't forget it, so obviously they'll have to just learn more and to try harder, but nonetheless, it's a much better thing than the first person. A person who has both things going for him is a chacham. On one hand, he's quick to pick up things, he remembers things, he learns things fast, but he doesn't forget them. A person who has difficulty understanding, and even after they get it a little bit, they're mahil abed, they forget all their learning so quickly, that's a chelek ra. That's considered to be a poor portion, and an unfortunate individual is he. So when a person learns this Mishnah, the question is, what does this have to do with Perkei Avos? We know that there are people who have different levels of intellect, different IQs, different abilities of retention. What is the whole idea of this? Is some message of Perkei Avos, of ethics, of teaching us of how we should conduct ourselves. So I once heard, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin told us in the generation of Chizkiyahu, there was so much learning going on, it says that they were not able to find, no person could find from one side of the community to another, Atinak v'tinokos ish v'isha, shloha yibikin behilchos tum of a tahara, that even the littlest children nor experts in the most difficult of laws of Tum and Tahara, and something which is very, very challenging and difficult to know. And Rav Fishel Schachter once explained that we find when it comes to children, when it comes to baseball, for example, they are able to remember every single statistic, but when it comes to other things, they don't remember it. So I believe the message that the Mishnah is teaching us is that the reason why people learn things quickly or they don't wish to forget it, it shows their desire to want to learn that thing to begin with. And therefore, the message that the Mishnah is teaching us, that we should try to be able to incorporate in our lives the love for learning Torah so that we'll want to learn it quickly, and that just like the generation of Chizkiyahu, the people would not forget them.